Log Talk Radio.
Wrong
one. You ready to rock this town by now?
All righty. Well, maybe that's my only fuck up for the night. Greetings and welcome to episode 43 of Rock This Town Radio with TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat. We're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. Tonight, we got co-host Randy back with us. And we're going to be doing, well, a couple weeks ago I did long song titles. And tonight we're doing one-word song titles. And Carl's with us too. Good evening, Randy. Welcome to this show again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I almost, you almost were doing this by yourself. If the Bills would have lost, I would have been jumping off a bridge somewhere. So so I'm here to co-host Carl. We hear Carl chuckling in the background. Carl, good evening.
Absolutely. I'm going to disappear, but I just wanted to say hello to everyone for DLN, for Deviant Legion, and this is a great show, and I'm looking forward to it, man.
You never disappear. You always come back.
Absolutely. I'm like a fungus among us, remember?
Yes, exactly. You just kind of hide behind a rock till we need you again.
Exactly.
All right.
And I'm hiding behind a rock now, guys. So
okay,
have a good show, all right?
All right, we'll talk to you in a little bit. Okay. And
all right, man.
We've been looking forward to this for a while. We were supposed to do it last week, but I went to the Bills game. So we're doing it this week, and it's one word song titles. And I know you probably went through the same thing I did. I was still doing it up until this day. It's like 70 songs, you know. How the hell do I get them down to 9? I heard one today. It's like,
yeah,
shit,
I had the same.
I could have done that one. Yeah. So
I found my original list, and there was some on there. I'm like, boy, why did I scratch them off my original list? They're good too. So
yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So you just have to quit, say, that's it. This is what we're running with, and you're up first.
Right.
So
all right.
You got 3 songs coming up, and it's all yours, buddy.
All right. First up, we'll start off with Deer Trick with Trash.
Look around the park, check every show, just to reconnect.
right. That was yesterday's by Guns N' Roses from Use Your Illusion 2. It's a song about leaving the past behind and keep focusing on the future. Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction album is, in Ryan Gill's opinion, one of the best rock debut albums of all time. And secondly was Dirty Honey with Gypsy, the 2021 song from their self-titled album. Dirty Honey is from Los Angeles, California. They formed in 2017. And I think they have a Led Zeppelin Aerosmith vibe somewhere in between there. Great, great band. The first was Deer Tick with Trash from their 2013 album, Negativity. Hailing from Providence, Rhode Island, Deer Tick is a three-piece alternative rock folk band formed in 2004 by singer, lead guitarist, and piano player Johnny McCulley. I first heard this band on the soundtrack for the miniseries Kingdom, the Mixed Martial Arts miniseries that was on Netflix.
Tell you what, man. Yeah, you turned me on to Deer Tick, and I was just reading about them where, you know, they are a mix of rock, country, and they don't like being called country, though. They said, we're not doing that nasal twang shit. But,
right.
Yeah,
that's a fault in there.
Yeah, now, Dirty Honey, you know, that one, I mean, you turned me on to Deer Tick, and I've listened to a little, you know, a lot of them, actually. But Dirty Honey, you know, they're out of L.A., and a band I love out of L.A. is The Record Company, and I've played them several times. But, boy, when you're in a city with 300 other bands trying to make it, you kind of get lost in the shuffle. And you said Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith. You know what I was picking up from that band? Black Crowes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I
was getting a Black Crowes vibe from them, you know, as far as
the
lyrics and everything goes. So very good set, my friend. Way to start
Thank
us off good. And I'm going to roll with one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite bands. And then we're going to go into a classic. Okay, this is Collective Soul.
Come on. coming down the mountain. mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Was a happy fucking song. I think everybody died in it. That was the Butthole Surfers. I guess we can call them the Carl Surfers. I'm sorry, Carl. Butthole Surfers. That was Pepper. And that was from their 1996 Electric Larryland album. And the title Hello, Carl. Never mind.
Excuse me? What did you call me?
Go back behind the rock, butthole.
Hey, listen, I never surfed in my life. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. All right, man. Sorry. I just had to slam you on that one. Butthole Surfers. Okay, but anyways, the album's called Electric Larryland, and it was actually a parody of Hendrix's album Electric Ladyland title. They started out in 1981, San Antonio, Texas, post-punk. They just kind of wallowed in obscurity until 1996 when Pepper actually made it on the singles charts. Okay, before Carl Surfers, we had Stealin' by Uriah Heep. Classic English heavy metal hard rock band. And the song we heard was Stealin', and it was off their 1973 concept album, Sweet Freedom. They formed in 1969, and you know, they've had a ton of lineup changes, but they're still out there somewhere. They're still active. And I started out with Collective Soul and Heavy off their 1999 Dosage album. And in 2012, I saw them up at Town Ballroom in Buffalo, and they played that entire album from the beginning to the end. It was really cool because they came out on stage and they said, "Hey, everybody, welcome. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back and take in for about 10 minutes. Then we're going to come back out and play all the Dosage and our other songs." Great show. Heavy is fantastic. I've seen Collective Soul like 14 times, and Heavy is such a great song when they play it live. Thoughts, Randy?
No, great picks. My brother's band did a nice version of Stealing. My brother Warren, one of his favorite songs to sing.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's such a power song, and I can hear Warren singing that. I mean, he had the perfect voice for that. And yeah, man. Okay, buddy, it's your turn again.
All right. I'm going to start this one with the late, great Chris Cornell doing his acoustic version of Scream.
I guess that's my cue, right?
Yeah.
I'm in the fog, man. I'll tell you, I should have jumped off that bridge. Okay, here we go. Scream.
Say what
to want to turn around every night. Somehow you're always going off. Doesn't matter what I've done. Or if I even cross the line, start to holler, going for blood. Girl, it doesn't have to be a fight, throwing up blame when you know it ain't my fault. Messing with my brain when you wanna see me fall. There may come a time when I don't bother you at all. It isn't my call, it isn't my call. Hey, why you keep screaming at the top of your head? I said,
the thing that silence was going. about it.
Call me irrelevant, insignificant. You can try to make me small. I'll be your heretic, you fucking hypocrite. I won't think of you at all. Sticks and stones and all that shit. Jesus loved the ignorant. I like to think he'd gladly take us all. Kids are not all right. None of us are right. I'm tired, but I won't sleep tonight. Cause I still feel alive. I'm indifferent. I don't have the right. I stand the covers now. insignificant. I won't call on you at all.
Yeah, and that was Irrelevant. Irrelevant is a protest song by American singer-songwriter Pink. It was a surprise release single on July 14th, 2022, highly inspired by the overrule of Roe versus Wade, as well as hate comments Pink received after she voiced her opinion about that issue. The lyrics are very moving, especially in today's world. And next was Smooth, as a song performed by American rock band Santana and Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20, who sings the lead vocals. It was released on June 15, 1999, as the lead single from Santana's 1999 studio album Supernatural. Smooth is ranked as the third most successful song ever on Billboard's Greatest Hits of All Time Hot 100 Songs. Additionally, that track would go on to become the second biggest selling single of all time after Chubby Checker's The Twist, which is pretty big. And first, The Scream, by a song by American singer-songwriter Chris Cornell from his third solo studio album with the same name. It was released on March 10, 2009. Although he met an untimely death in 2017, he will always be one of the greatest vocalists of all time, leading the grunge explosion in the late 80s and early 90s with Soundgarden. And I just want to say Joe picked that whole set.
Oh, yeah. Pink with a potty mouth. Wow.
Now, how about it?
I can see all these mothers, like, you know, like trying to delete their 12-year-old daughter's set list when they heard that one. But, yeah, you know, when you picked that song, Jill, I did a little research on it, saw why she did it, and she was fucking pissed off, and you can tell by that song. Smooth, a classic. I didn't realize, I knew it was a big seller, but, man, to be number two all time, that's crazy. And Scream, that's the one I want to talk to about a little bit. I guess you probably, the album debuted, at number 10, you know, Chris Cornell, new album came out, and a lot of the critics absolutely hated that album. It was like it had really bad mixed reviews leaning towards the negative. But I, you know, you overlook that. I don't read reviews. I don't give a shit. If it hits me personally, that's what it's all about, you know. I could be the only person out there in the world that likes that song, and that's all that matters to me. And I was going to pick a Chris Cornell song. And, you know, I gave you first dibs, but it's going to end up being in a couple weeks. I'll play it for another show. I already got that set up. But another three more good songs. Good job, Jill. Potty mouth Pink.
Yeah.
Leading the way. Okay, it's up to me again. And I am playing The Gods of One Word Song Titles. And this is Pearl Jam, Dissident.
Him there
was Ditmas by Mumford & Sons off their 2015 release, Wilder Minds. It was actually their first album that they, excuse me, that they went electric. And I'll tell you a quick little story about that song. When they play it live, and I've seen them several times, Marcus Mumford comes out and goes through the crowd as he's singing it. And I knew it was coming. I knew their set list. I knew it was coming. And I had to phone up there and, you know, ready to record. I had it on recording. And he came through the crowd, and he came right up by me. I mean, he was like 3 feet away from me. Goes back to the stage, you know, song's over. I look at it. I forgot to push play. Dumb fucking
oh, no.
Me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It would have been perfect. Okay, before Mumford & Sons, we had Fugitive by David Gray, an English singer-songwriter. And it's from his 2009 studio album, Draw the Line. And this is a guy that's kind of eluded me. I've always wanted to see him live, and I just never worked out that way. And we started with Dissident by Pearl Jam off their second studio album, Versus, from 1993. That album also had Daughter on it, and it had a song I played during long song titles, Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town. And that title is nowhere in the song. And Eddie Vedder had said he made up that title because every other song I've ever had was like a one-word song title. That's why I call them the gods of one-word song titles. So there you have it, Randy. Yeah.
Well, I got to say, you turned me on to Mumford & Sons, and I like them more every time I hear them. I don't know if I even knew that song right there from them, but they're just great, great band.
Well, the funny thing is, and, when they came out in 2015, when they came out that album, you know, that was the first time they went electric. And it divided their fans. I love it. But their traditional fans are like the more Americana, the banjo and all that, hated it. They're like, oh my God, they're sounding like every other band. No, they're not. You know, and you watch them live, and it's so cool how they switch between the two. You know, they'll go back to their acoustic and then throw on the electric guitars and go fucking nuts. And a good one to watch is look up the concert in South Africa. Mumford & Sons, look that one up. Oh, man, it's fantastic. And I know it's on, the whole thing's on YouTube. And then, like I said, we had Gray. Any other comments?
Nope, I was going to say David Gray. I don't know that I know him either, but that was another good song I wrote my notes here to look into.
Yeah, definitely. He's got a lot of great stuff. There's a really good acoustic version. They're doing it at, actually, I think they're at Sirius XM in their studios. He and another guy doing acoustic guitar playing Fugitive. Fantastic. So now we're back to you.
All right. I know I've played this guy before, but it's Richie Kotzen with Riot.
Yeah.
How can you not play Richie Kotzen with his guitar?
Okay. You ready for some Richie Kotzen? Let's go.
This is Riot.
All right.
I don't wanna hear a word. Behind, got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, and what do you see? Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Oh, some people got the real problem. Lord heavens above.
after all, I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human, do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
How can I go forward when I don't know which way I'm facing? How can I go forward when I don't know which way to turn?
Osborne. In the music video, he sings as he walks down the sidewalks in New York City. As the onlookers watch, he ends up laying flowers at the Strawberry Fields landmark in Central Park. Ozzy's a huge fan of John Lennon, and that video shows a lot of that. Second was another one of Joe's picks, Human, is a song by British singer-songwriter Rag & Bone Man. It was released as a digital download on July 21st, 2016 to Sony Music and Columbia Records. The track was later used as a theme song for the American television series Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, which was released in 2018. I can't honestly call his genre rap, which some people do, but it's something very different that I'm really learning to appreciate. And first up, was Riot by Richie Kotzen. He said one of the things he loved most about this track is the interplay between the guitar, bass, and drums. Even though he wrote all the music, they finally used the live recording, was the final recording that they used on this album. And again, I never say enough about Richie Kotzen. And an interesting note about him playing the guitar, he don't use a pick. He just has never used a pick, and I think it's pretty amazing not to use a pick playing guitar like that.
Yeah, definitely. I know you're a huge Richie Kotzen fan, but I want to talk a second about Rag and Bone Man. I mean, I was reading about him as you're playing that song. First of all, he's a really big guy. Yeah. I hope he doesn't have a heart attack.
What your opinion would be of him. Joe's wondering that about your opinion
about
Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah, I know he's like hip hop and everything. And it was really interesting how that album, you know, the album of the same name, he had a real hip hop history. And then, but this song was not anything like that, you know, and it was really interesting how he did it. And I'm interested on where you guys heard that song. Did you hear it from the TV show or?
You know what? So where did we learn human, Rag and Bone Man?
I found it on YouTube.
She found it on the new releases on YouTube.
Really?
Just,
there you go. There you go.
There it was.
Yeah, because really, other than being used on an American show, it sounds like he's pretty much just Europe and Australia, and his tours all go over that way, and that's where all his success was. So, I mean, really hasn't. There you go, Jill. You brought him across the big pond and turned America on the Rag and Bone Man. But yeah, that was a cool song. I really dig that one. And, of course, Ozzy's cover of the John Lennon song was fantastic. And I did watch that video. And it's very, very heart-touching. Very heart-touching.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. Great video.
Man, I'll tell you what, you picked 9 great songs there. You really did.
Oh,
and I got one set left, and then we'll bring Carl in to get his 2 cents. Well, I guess his inflation is four cents. I bought some eggs for $6 today, by the way. But anyways, I am going to... There's 2 bands I work them in wherever the hell I can. You know that, Pearl Jam and Foo Fighters. And here we go. I'm starting with Foo Fighters.
All right.
Can't you see I'm waiting?
in the trunk. Somewhere around my mark of 112, Papa started humming the funk. I got a Jones in my bones before we know he was singing this melody. Stopped the car, pulled out the guitar, halfway to New Orleans. Said, take me home. Nothing to fear. It's just me and my daddy and a kid named Coke, making music that nobody would hear. And then the sun lit up and it split the night, spilling over our jubilee. 10,000 cars by the side of the road, moving far as the eye can see. So it took me home. Took me home. This Delta bound, mama, baby boy done finally found. Said this greyhound is Delta bound, mama, baby boy done finally found his way home. So take me home. Here we go. Hot damn, I should have felt the groove like I was swimming.
Thank you.
righty, that was Trailer from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and it came off their 2018 compilation album. Actually, it was a posthumous album, year after Tom Petty died. It's called An American Treasure. Had a lot of outtakes and stuff. In fact, that song was cut from the Southern Accents album from 1985. It was originally a Mudcrutch song. And in fact, when they got the Mudcrutch band back together in 2016, they recorded that song. But this one was, like I said, was from the anthology album, An American Treasure. Okay, and before Tom Petty, we had Mark Broussard, who Carl's now a huge fan of. And that was Home. And that was off his debut album, 2004. And it was called Carencro, which is actually the name of the town he grew up in, Louisiana. And if you don't know Mark Broussard, he had a couple albums called Save Our Soul with some phenomenal covers. Great soul. And I've been known to play Cry to Me quite often. Okay, and I started it off with Walk by Foo Fighters. And it was a little bit for Dave Grohl's 54th birthday yesterday. This is off their 2001 album, Wasting Light. There's a great acoustic version on YouTube of Dave Grohl playing that song. It's him and an acoustic guitar at a radio station. It's just blow you away. And they're supposedly getting back together, and I hope, everybody's speculating who the drummer is, and I hope it's Rufus Taylor. He's the son of Roger Taylor, who is a Queen drummer. And back when I did the tribute for Taylor Hawkins, I played one where Taylor Hawkins came down and sang a Queen song, and Rufus Taylor jumped on the drum kit. Randy, what do you think, man?
Oh, man, one of my favorite parts of the show is the new songs, for one thing, but the new bands, and I wrote three of them down of your bands tonight that I'm going to be looking up.
Nice.
Yeah, David Gray. Yeah, David Gray, more of Mumford & Sons, and I really like it. Mark Broussard, is that how you say his name?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. He's just...
Yeah.
He's they call him Bayou Soul. And he's, like I say, he's from Louisiana. And he just... Man, the guy's just a soulful singer. And Carl, back me up on that.
Well, listen, I basically, you know, whacked about four out on that one. That's the best song of the... Of the fucking set, because it's Broussard.
I
have become such a huge fucking fan of his. Seriously.
Yeah. He's just got that powerful...
And listen, I gotta say something to Randy, too. Who was the guy who did Human?
Rag and Bone Man. He's an English artist.
He was friggin' fantastic.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. I mean, he's basically a hip-hop artist. Basically a hip-hop artist, and he pulled that song out. It was just incredible. That was one of my favorite songs of the night.
Just because of that song, I'll check out his hip-hop, because maybe his hip-hop is damn good, too.
You're not going to – I mean, like I said, really, the only time the American thing is on that American TV show, because he's mostly English. You know, he's English, but he mostly, like everything I was reading about him, is like all over, you know, British awards and European shit. And I don't know if he even comes over here, but I'm sure YouTube's full of them. Should be.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that song was just from 2018 there.
Yeah, so it's fairly new. And I saw he just had a tour in 2021, but of course, again, Europe. So,
yeah.
Carl, anything else jump out at you tonight?
Yeah, the first song from Randy, Trash.
There you go.
Deer Tick.
The band's called Deer Tick. It's interesting how they got the name. They're hiking, and the lead singer got a deer tick on his head. And that's where the band name came from. But yeah, Randy turned me on to these guys a couple months ago, and I've been listening to a bunch of their stuff. Very good.
Yeah, they have quite a few albums. I'm not sure how many, but they have a lot of great albums out there.
What do you think, Carl? What else you got for us? Enjoy the show tonight.
Both of you, and I gotta at least give a real nod down to Randy. That was a really good three sets you put together, and you and Jill.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I appreciate
really
that.
Good. And of course, TC, we've worked together, you know, so long. It's crazy. You always do a great job.
I know, but I can't overwhelm you anymore. I set the bar too damn high.
You know what? I'm not bad either. Okay.
No, you're right. You're right. Well, listen, guys, I want to try to get through these birthdays. I got three songs and we'll talk afterwards. Okay.
Absolutely.
Everybody cool with that? Okay, today, dead guy, Ronnie Van Zant from, of course, from Lynyrd Skynyrd, born on this day in 1948, died in a plane crash in 77. Monday, Ronnie Millsap will be 80, one of the first blind guys to really make it big in the country music. Tuesday, Steve Earle, somebody I turned Carl on to. 68 years old. Wednesday, one-hit wonder Bobby Goldsboro, 82. Thursday, Phil Everly, born 119, died in 2014. Thursday's also Janis Joplin's birthday, born in 43, died in 70. Thursday is Dolly Parton's birthday, 77. Thursday is Robert Palmer's birthday, born in 49, died in 2003. Friday, Lead Belly, 120, 1889, died in 1949. And everybody's favorite TV guy, Slim Whitman, Friday, 120, 24, died in 2013. Paul Stanley from Kiss will be 71 on Friday. Saturday, Wolfman Jack's birthday, 01, 21, 38, died in 1995. Saturday, Mac Davis, also born in 42, died in 2020. I think he died from COVID. And then Saturday, Edwin Starr, born in 42, died in 03. And Saturday is Billy Ocean's birthday, one-hit wonder again. He's 73 years old on Saturday. And our birthday songs, we're going to start out with David Ruffin, singing lead in this Temptations song.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. If I have to cry to keep you,
Richie Havens. Beautiful cover. I love that cover of Here Comes the Sun. He was born January 21st, 1941, died in 2013. Before that, William Powell of OJ's. And when they started out as five-man group, dropped down to three, and he was on Love Train. And he was born January 20th, 1942, died in 77. We started out with David Ruffin from The Temptations with Ain't Too Proud to Beg. You know, a lot of people knew that as a Rolling Stones song. It's a Temptations song. He was born January 18th, 1941, and died in 1991. That's our birthdays, guys.
Nice.
Great, great. Well,
yeah, do
I'm
you like
be looking up someone bands tonight?
You guys are familiar with that Richie Havens cover of Here Comes the Sun, correct?
Oh, both absolutely.
Oh, I love that. I almost love it more than the original. And hey, we did two John Lennon covers tonight. So,
yeah, we did.
Yep. Between Ozzy and Richie. All right, Carl, what do you got for us this week on Deviant Legion Network?
So this is what we got. We call this housekeeping or house cleaning, depending on how I feel that day. Okay, so on Tuesday, we are premiering a new show called The Enchanted Kaleidoscope. And this is with Vicki Love, and it is her show, and it's basically fantasy and science fiction media. That means books, movies, TV shows, everything. And we're doing that on Tuesday, so we're very, very happy to have Vicki on. She's been on with us on and off for quite a bit as a guest, and now we have her as a regular part of the network. And talking about Vicki on Thursday.
Is that
going to
be a weekly
thing,
or is that going to be a weekly thing?
Bi-weekly, every 2 weeks.
Bi-weekly? Okay.
So then on Thursday, Vicki is also going to join me and Rachel as we go on to our part six of the Doctor Who Redux. And we're going to be talking about showrunners and authors of both the classic and the reboot series. That's going to be a really good show. On Thursday at 8 p.m., I've been working on this one for a while, kids.
You just said Thursday.
What?
You just said that the Doctor Who one was Thursday.
No, I'm sorry. Doctor Who is Wednesday. Excuse me.
Yeah, see?
Hey, I'm not perfect. But Thursday, we've been working on this one for a while.
Okay.
And we have author Whit Strub with us, with Patrick Crane, who's been on as a guest a number of times. Two other gentlemen who I don't have in front of me. I can do that right now. Give me a moment. The other two people that are going to be with us is Whit's editor, who is Peter Aluninus. And then also we have commentator Casey Scott. And we're going to be talking about and discussing the great director of sexploitation, Roberta Findlay. Roberta Findlay, known for the Flesh trilogy in the 60s, and also Tenement, The Clam Digger's Daughter, The Altar of Lust, Take Me Naked, all sorts of great stuff that I used to see at the drive-in.
Yeah, with Howard.
With Howard,
of course, yeah.
Absolutely, man.
Yep. The first movie every year was Inside Amy.
Yeah. Well, that was when it went. That was when it went totally hardcore.
Triple X.
Yeah, that was when it was hardcore. But I worked there before it was hardcore.
I thought it went hardcore because of you.
He did a lot of sexploitation stuff that wasn't hardcore. So
okay,
you know, rock fire movies. No wonder I'm fucking twisted, right?
Yeah, everybody raise your hand who snuck into the drive-in in a trunk before. My hand's up.
Oh, I didn't have to. I was in the damn projection booth.
Yeah, I know you were. Yeah. I was getting stoned in the back, drinking Mad Dog.
We hooked up a couple times there.
You betcha.
But that's one that we're doing. And then I got one more that we've got to talk about very briefly. And that is that's your show next week. So talk about what you're doing next week.
Okay, yeah, next Sunday. Well, I got bumped back a week on everything, and this show was supposed to be last week. I went to the Buffalo Bills game, and as everybody knows, tomorrow's Martin Luther King Day. I wasn't doing anything specific on him, but the show that would have been tonight is next week. And Martin Luther King was assassinated in 1968, as was Robert F. Kennedy. So I am playing music from 1968. And I don't know if I'm going to pull this off or not, but I got 24 songs to do next week. More rock, less talk. I'm going to shut the hell up and play music. So that's what we're doing next Sunday, and I'm really looking forward to this because when I started looking, it's like, holy fuck, look at all these great songs. That might have been the best year ever for music. I don't know. And you'll hear it next week. So, and that's, like I always say, you can find all these shows Carl's talked about, this show tonight, everything. You can find it on Deviant Legion Network. You can look at the episodes, the on-demand episodes. Find anything from the past, and we're all on there, and we all appreciate your support. Guys, any last word before we say sayonara?
Yeah, I actually want to just talk about another show we just did yesterday.
And
just have people look it up. It was the Carl's Tavern, and I had talked to TC about doing a jazz show, so we called it Make a Jazz Noise Here. And we had 18 different cuts from various people. I did more of the earlier people, like Lester Young and such. And, of course, you did Spyro Gyra and Weather Report. And that we ran the gamut. Yeah, we really did.
We had new jazz. We had smooth jazz. We had it wasn't your
Third
grandpa's
string.
Jazz show. Yep. So yeah, that's
stuff that's so dissonant that you want to run from the room screaming. But fuck you, I like it. Okay.
Yeah, that would be Carl's selections. Okay.
Yeah.
And you can put that was show it was last night. And it's in the on-demand episodes. It should be the first one to show up well after this one. But, that was a great show. We had a lot of fun with that. Thanks for bringing that back up. Okay, anything else from anybody else? Randy, as always, great to have you on here. Always a lot of fun. We're going to do this again. You know we are, Cowboy.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's another great night. It's always fun.
Yep. So,
you've done good, Randy. You've done good. Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate
you
guys both having me on here.
Oh, yeah. Man, we'll do it again soon. Okay, gentlemen, we're almost out of time. Good night. Thank you again for both being here. My YouTube channel, TCC77, videos I've shot around the country at shows. They're on there, TCC77 on YouTube. All right, good night, guys. And,
good night.
And let's see. Thank you for being here once again. And as us cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.